re-review follow the whole movie or nothing.
Yeah, I'll follow your lead.
All right, Dustin, kick us off. All right, I'm just kidding. thanks for joining us. Me and Dustin just got back from a viewing of the re-release of X from 2022, Ty West movie. It's not, I almost said directorial debut, but he's.
I did that. I made that same mistake last time we were talking about that movie.
Man, yeah. Hey, man, play us fuck up. No, but this movie re-released in theaters, and it had a Maxine preview after the credits, which was killing me because I had to pee so bad. I was like, please hurry up and get through these credits. Good Lord. No, but we're just going to reflect quickly on seeing X again in person on the big screen and what we thought of the Maxine preview. Dude, I had I made myself clear when we reviewed X, which was almost a year ago. It's been over a year now. Wow, holy shit, time goes by fast. I love the movie, and I've seen it twice in theaters now. It came out in theaters in October during, you know, Halloween month, obviously, and I saw it again tonight. I really like this movie, but what I noticed, and you mentioned it when you were in the text message group, this movie's funny. If you like pay attention, like there is some funny stuff that happens, and just the way like Wayne's accent, the way he answers stuff, I think is hilarious. Kid Cudi, his reactions to stuff, so funny. And like after the landslide scene, it's like really serious, sentimental, and then Jenna Ortega is like, "I want to be in the movie," and everybody's like, what?
Yeah.
Dude, the movie's hilarious.
RJ killed me in that scene because he's just like, what? And he's like, no. he was funny. And then, yeah, Wayne was the funniest. Like, I know Maxine wants to be a star, but Wayne was the star of this movie to me. Like, he's so damn funny. And you said it. This was my first time seeing it in the theaters on the big screen. First time I watched it was a little bit before we did the review. I think this is my third or fourth time watching the movie. But this is my first time in theater, and yeah, it's much different. First of all, didn't know Kid Cudi's meat hammer could get much bigger, but you see it on a big screen, Jesus Christ! But the movie, and I think a lot of the humor I noticed in my home viewing experience, but I didn't fully appreciate it until when you're with a crowd. And my theater was on Swole, and when you're with a crowd and you hear other people laughing, it's like, okay, so maybe it's not just my fucked up sense of humor that thinks that's funny. That's legit funny. And so I appreciate it a lot more. I texted this in the group chat as well. I like that movie more with each watch. So if we could re-review, which maybe if we run out of movies years down the road, we will. I think my score would definitely go up probably 2 full points. I don't remember what I rated it because I can't remember what I had for breakfast, but I liked it a lot.
Lori Grimes, I think.
Not today, brother. Not today. Especially for breakfast. Come on.
Hey. Hey, yo, pause real quick. Whenever the Kid Cudi scene came on the screen, did your audience like go it never fails, like the girls in the theater always go like they like lose their breath or something.
No, it wasn't that. There was some scattered chuckles, but one stood out. One row behind me and probably 5 seats down to my left, there was one woman. She let out a, oh God, when she saw it swinging in the shadow. And I was like, yeah, that's perfect. But you mentioned the Maxine sneak peek that was after the credits. So I forgot with these fan events that they don't show trailers, like there's no previews. And I got to the parking lot at 6:58. And I scarfed down a chicken quesadilla. Like, I inhaled that bitch because I was like, I want to get in there just in case. I don't want to miss anything. And then I was walking in the theater. I stopped at Auditorium 6's door. And it's like, now let me go pee now. They'll probably show a couple trailers. So I went and peed. I literally sat in my seat as it flashed on the screen. Stay tuned after the credits for a sneak peek at Maxine. I was like, oh, okay. Good thing because I didn't miss any of the movie.
Well, hey, shout out to Regal for that, because AMC sure did show us about 15 minutes of previews.
I was wondering why we got out of the theater at different. I texted you when I was getting in my truck, and it took you a while to text back. I was like, huh.
Yeah, whenever you text, Maxine was still telling Howard and old Pearl that she will not accept the life she won't deserve. So,
wow.
Yeah, there was definitely some previews. But I got to comment on one more funny thing that happened. God, I was crying. Whenever Pearl goes into the house and tells Howard, like, you know, she wants it, and he's like, you know, my heart's bad. This girl behind me, she's like, why don't you use your fingers? I was dying.
Oh my God. She said, won't you have some hand to gland combat? Shout out to our comment section for that one. That's funny.
I mean, it's a good point. I mean, there's other ways to satisfy your old lady if the old wiener won't work anymore.
Yeah, you go down, hit her with some fake chow. Shout out to Hall Pass. But another funny experience from my viewing in the theater tonight. Buddy, I was strategic when I chose my seat. I was on the end of there was three empty seats on the end of a row. So I picked the middle one. So there was no one on the left or right of me because no one's going to come in solo and pick one of those seats. So it's perfect. But two seats down from me on my left, the guy that was sitting there, very respectful. I didn't say anything. No one talked during the movie or anything. So it was a great experience. But when Howard and Pearl bumped uglies in the third act, Buddy lost his mind laughing. And it was making me laugh so hard. I was laughing at him, not necessarily what was on the screen. Because it is funny because Maxine's, you know, she's under the bed and she's having to catch the mattress shots to the back of the dome while she's having to suffer through this. But just every time the camera would switch to overhead and we would see Howard's butt cheeks clench as he thrusted, Buddy was losing his mind and I was laughing so hard.
I'm telling you, this movie is hilarious, Loki. Like, I didn't appreciate how funny it was until tonight. Like you said, with the crowd, I was laughing my ass off at some spots. Yeah. All right, let's talk about the Maxine preview.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool how they started off with her as a little girl, you know, and the dad wants her to be like a star in the church. Nice little tie back. I don't know if that's how the sequential order of the movie will go. Like, I doubt it's going to be like her as a little girl, then her going to this audition. I doubt that's how they do it in the actual movie, but I thought it was well done doing it that way. What'd you think?
Yeah, I agree. So watching that back to back with X, you know, in that third act, I was sitting there finding myself wondering, I was like, man, I would honestly like to have Pearl was an okay movie. I didn't love it. And I don't think I would love it as much as I did X, even on a rewatch. I've seen it multiple times. Pearl, I didn't necessarily need her backstory in depth like we got it. I was more interested in Maxine. And I was wondering, I wonder if they're going to give us more of a backstory on her. And it looks like we're getting that. And I love the tie-in, especially showing it right after the movie, because in that, you know, in the closing moments of the movie, we find out that's her dad is the televangelist. And so to hit us with that immediately, she's literally on the stage that we saw on the TV. I thought that was awesome. And I can't wait to see. I doubt that they'll shoot it in that order as well. That doesn't seem to be Ty West's style to just go sequential like that. But I'd be okay with some flash. You know, we get a scene, then we cut back and they show us some more of her past until it all catches up with each other. I'd be fine with that, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah, because this movie was in 79 and Maxine is in 85, so there's a 6-year gap, and you can kind of easily explain it away. She's just been doing porn, because, you know, when she goes into her audition, I mean, she straight up tells them like she's been doing pornography, and that has a ceiling. It doesn't have a ceiling now, like with OnlyFans. I mean, you can be a millionaire for God's sake now. But
well, she did have a great line though. In that industry, women age like bread, not milk, or not wine. And so that was a good line.
That was a good line. But what I really noticed, like, A24 has already kind of released that clip of Maxine, you know, walking out of her audition, and she's telling all the other girls who are waiting to audition too, like, I just fucking killed that. You should go ahead and leave. But they show her audition. This is all the preview was. It was just her audition. But, you know, I got the Pearl, like, vibes with that. Because, like, in Pearl, like, when she's doing her I'm a Star dance or whatever, you know, she kind of closes her eyes, she locks in, and then she gives her performance, and then it's over. And she did the same thing, and I appreciated that. I thought it was a really nice tie-in to a different character, but it was familiar still. I really liked it. I thought it was great.
Yeah, and the scene that she read was so heavy and emotional, and, you know, she was bawling her eyes out as she was delivering those lines. It was so believable. And I love how she was able, you know, and this is Mia Goth. This is not Maxine I'm talking about. Mia Goth's acting, just like, turn it off, wipe her tears, and just thank you. Like,
yeah,
that was brilliant. And I did also go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, she gave like that great performance for The Puritan too.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's probably just a throwaway slasher that no one's going to care about, but she like acted her ass off for it.
Act her ass off. And then I thought it was funny immediately after that. She's like, oh, good job. you mind if we see your boobs? Like, she's like, sure.
I'm
like,
yeah, I'm a porn star. Why not?
Yeah. But then, you know, speaking to how you drew the parallels between Pearl. Yeah. Same vibe. When she walks out of the audition, she's like, you girls can go home. I just fucking killed it. Just exuding that confidence, exuding that I'm a star. And then I like the subtlety in the back and, you know, on the advertising for the audition, show us your X factor. We heard X factor multiple times in the movie X. And so it's going to paint a very nice picture once it's said and done.
And what I think Mia God does so well, especially in Pearl, is she just commands the screen. Like, you got me, she has to. Like, the movie's all about her. But, like, that one little clip they showed, like, she dominated the screen. Like, she dominated, like, her audition process, walking out. Like, she, I mean, I hate to be, you know, cliche, but she was a star. Like, she sucked all the attention to her, and she did a great job. Mia God slowly, I mean, she's quickly becoming one of my favorite, like, women in horror. Like, if we redid that ranking, she'd probably be number one or two.
Yeah, I mean, you're definitely a huge fan of her. You drafted her in our first movie draft, and that was
I wish I could redo that, because a slasher, I feel like I overdrafted her.
No, that's smart, though, because I didn't tell you what we're doing. I didn't tell you once they're drafted, they're gone until we run out of people. So you took her, and now we can't have her. So, no, that's, I agree, though. She commands her.
We're going to run out of people eventually.
Yeah, exactly. She definitely has a great on-screen presence. And, you know, I hate to be cliche, but she has an X factor. And I'm talking about Mia Goth, not the character. Like, she, there's a million great actresses. There's a million great actors. But not all of them have that quality to be the focal point of a movie, of a story. And she has that. She has the ability, you know, it's a natural charisma that she has. So kudos to her.
Yeah, because like if like watching X, it's like that. I don't think that movie gets enough credit for how good the whole cast is. Like, the acting is phenomenal from everybody. And it seems like it flows so well. I think everybody does a great job with that. And the more that, obviously, like, the first time I watched the movie, I had no idea Mia Goth played Old Pearl and Maxine. I had no clue. But, like, once you listen to it, like, you can hear, like, her voice, like, the way she uses her accent. I love how she portrays Old Pearl. She does such a good job. But, excuse me, but that's, like, when we did Haunting of Hill House, that's why Victoria Pedretti stood out so much to me. Like, in a cast full of superstars, like, there's just something about her face, her the way she portrays her emotions. Like, she caught my attention the most out of all of them. And like, she's really sincere, and I just appreciated it so much.
And that's the same thing that I've said about Thaisa Farmiga before. Like, the emotions that she conveys with a single facial expression goes so much further than just line delivery. It's like, she totally encapsulates the emotions we're supposed to feel. And yeah, I see those same qualities in Mia Goth.
Yeah, like in Coven, like, I know we're getting off topic here, but that is a star-studded female cast, and Thaisa does stick out just because she has a really sincere face and the way she just portrays everything. I agree 100%. You got any more thoughts before we just close this out? I mean, we've already reviewed the movie, so I mean, I don't really think we should dive too deep into. I mean, I love the movie. Go listen to our review. We'll plug it if you want to. But I'm really excited. I'm really excited for Maxine. I got early access July 3rd. For 8 o'clock viewing. I'm definitely going to go see it. I'm super excited. Like, that, like, this is the movie I've been the most excited for since probably Halloween Ends. And that movie kicked me in the balls and it hurt. So I hope Maxine doesn't do this to me. I don't think it will.
I think the most excited I've been about a horror movie in recent memory was probably Scream 6. And I think I was biased on that. We talked to Guy at that point, and I was just excited about the movie.
It was in New York. It was new.
Halloween. Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey 2, I was excited. But again, that's probably biased because we talked to those guys. They're great guys, and I wanted to support them. But this movie has me more excited than the first two did, the first two installments. I was like, yeah, I'll watch them. But this one I'm legit excited to see. So much so that I'm even going against my thing. I've watched trailers for it. I saw X tonight just to see the sneak preview after the credits when I have X on Blu-ray in the other room. So like, I didn't have to, I went out of my way because I wanted to see Maxine sneak peek because I'm excited about it. Plus Halsey's in it and I love her.
And Michelle Monaghan, how do you say her name? Your favorite from Maggie. True Detective season.
Maggie. She's the killer in the movie. I guarantee you she's going to end up being the villain in Maxine.
Man, Maxine's got a star-studded cast too. Giancarlo Esposito, Kevin Bacon, Halsey, Michelle Monaghan. I don't know. If I'm butchering her name, I sincerely apologize. She's a great actress. Michelle Lily succubus. Collins. The succubus, that's right. I'm super excited for Maxine. I legitimately cannot wait to see that movie. Yeah. I mean, I was really excited for In a Violent Nature too, but for different reasons. But I'm really excited for Maxine. This has been my most anticipated movie for the whole year. So, Dustin, you got any final thoughts?
I won't be there the early screening like you on the 3rd. I'll probably be there on the 5th. And I'm looking forward to it as well. Tune back in to hear our instant reaction to that. And then in August, I guess Mike's picking it, so we'll be doing a full review in August. I don't know if it'll be.
I don't know if it'll be out by then.
I don't either. So Mike have to pivot, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's not fair that he gets to pick it. Why does he get to pick it?
He's
probably gonna watch it on the numbers website anyway. He ain't gonna support. I'm just kidding.
You remember the saying in our group chat? Mike's rules only apply to him, not the rest of us.
That's right. That's right. Mike's rule.
Mike's rule. Yeah.
No, we appreciate y'all listening, tuning in, watching, however you consume this media. If you check your theaters, like download the app. I don't know if Regal, I'm sure Regal has to have an app so you can buy it. Yeah. Download Regal, AMC, whatever's close to you, and check the shit like every day, honestly, because they show old movies all the time, and like they're so much better on the big screen. Like they show Shrek 2, they got Lion King 30th anniversary coming out this year. Like they re-show like some of your favorites all the time. They showed Alien earlier this year. I've seen Pearl, The Lighthouse. I've seen going to see Midsommar in 2 days, a director's cut. Check your apps because it's such a great experience seeing your favorite movies on the big screen if you missed
it. Dude, tomorrow Regal is showing one of the Regals in town. They're showing The Angry Birds 2. So that movie's been out a while. They're showing it for $1. And then they're also showing Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, which came out last year. They're showing it for $1. And that movie is worth going to see multiple times for it. I mean, that's an incredible movie. So yeah, I agree. Support cinema. I've been preaching it for a while now. Support cinema. Go watch movies. And if you missed it, keep your eyes open on the app and they may replay it.
Absolutely. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Let us know what you think about Maxine preview if you saw the movie tonight or just any thoughts on Maxine in general. Appreciate y'all listening.
I'm a fucking star.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.